Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last week, silver fell all the way from about $49.50 to a low of $33.05, a drop of about one-third. While the extent of the drop was a mild surprise, it was within the range of what I thought could occur. At the peak, the price of silver had jumped 60% thus far in 2011. At its low last week, it was still up about 7% year-to-date. As silver was falling last week, there was more coverage of the silver market than I have seen in years. Much of the reporting and commentary was negative. Invariably, it left out significant information, and some was downright deceitful. Only a handful of articles other than my own reminded people that nothing had occurred to correct the fundamental troubles of the U.S. government, the U.S. economy, and the U.S. dollar, meaning that the long-term reasons to own physical gold and silver still applied. Yesterday, the COMEX silver price closed at $38.48, an increase of more than 16% in 5 days. The price of gold was up about 3% during the same time. Now that silver is quickly recovering, it is not a surprise to me that the mainstream media news coverage is almost completely stopped. The lack of reporting doesn't surprise me, as it is consistent with the patterns I've observed over the past 2 decades. The current recovery is sparked in part by a surge in demand for physical silver. Over the past week, demand for silver at my companies has resumed the pace we saw in prior months. On the other side, there is comparatively little retail liquidation of silver. Even I got into the act, personally making one of the largest purchases of silver for my own account. Even though I am now in a substantial profit position on the silver I bought last week, it was never my intention to do short-term trading. I simply perceived what I considered a bargain buying opportunity and shifted some assets around. Last week's drop in the price of silver resulted in liquidation by a number of leveraged and other weak hands owners of silver. A significant percentage of these positions were purchased by short sellers who are closing out their exposure to future losses. Now that the remaining physical silver inventories are held by more unleveraged long-term owners, there are fewer prospects for any future significant decline in the price of silver. Notice I am not saying that the price of future silver will now only rise. Even in a long-term bull market, which I believe that silver is now in the middle of experiencing, there will be occasional bouts of profit-taking. Even more, expect another major effort to suppress the price of silver when it again climbs near $50. Like a lot of other buyers in the last week, I don't expect to consider selling my latest purchases of silver at prices less than $100 per ounce. I don't really care how long this will take. When evaluated on that basis, in my judgment, the price of silver right now is still a bargain. And, as I pointed out, I'm not just saying that, but have put my money where my mouth is. I look forward to saying, hi-yo, silver, away. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.